Great. Okay. This is David Corus. Can you merge the lines? Let me know when the lines merge.
The lines are now merged.
Okay, great. Okay, this is Committee Chair Corus calling the meeting to order at 10:01 a.m. I'm going to start with roll call, and then we'll move on to the rest of the agenda. No particular order. Paul Hinch.
Here.
John Johnson.
Here.
Doug DeLena.
Here.
And Tom Patton.
Here.
Okay, I'd like to just announce at this time for the public and for members of the committee who aren't yet aware, after our last month's regular meeting and committee meeting, Parker Wise has resigned from his position on the board. He has been with the authority from the start, and as he, you know, kind of moves into retirement and has other, you know, personal commitments, he was ready to make a change. We obviously understand and certainly thank him for his time and commitment to the authority. Next item on the agenda, and so we have full membership of the committee here today, is approval of the June 20th committee meeting minutes. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion, David.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
I'll second it. Paul.
Second by Paul. Or was that Paul or Doug?
Paul, yep.
Paul, yep. Any comments, requested changes, discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Next item on the agenda is public comment. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak at this time? Reminder to press star 6 to unmute your line.
Kevin Blacker?
Yeah, I could barely hear Kevin.
I turned it up.
Okay.
So here.
Okay. All right, Mr. Blacker,
can you hear me
go
now?
Right ahead. Yep. Go right ahead.
And you can hear me now. Yeah. All right. Very good.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Hoping that you guys would give us an update on. The cost of the legal expenses in regards to external factors such as the ongoing attorney general investigation, ongoing federal investigations, ongoing Office of State Ethics investigations, whether you're aware of them or not, what the costs are. I know that you guys hadn't received the Robinson Cole bill from the last time, or I think you hadn't got the last Finance Committee meeting, you hadn't got the updated bill to reflect that. So I'm hoping we'll get some information on that. I'm not sure if you guys are going to discuss the request for new legal services or whether it's going to be just one of these Robinson Cole again. Let's see, there was something touched on, lease payments, whether you guys got the first quarterly, whether there's going to be any discussion of, renegotiating for more money, because $2 million a year is just a piddly little amount at the Bond Commission meeting. In response to Henry Martin, David Corus was talking about how, you know, there's no other project or public infrastructure project where people put in this kind of money. And if Henry had been quick on his feet, he would have noted that, what other public infrastructure, transportation asset do we give exclusive, right, the use of right of that? It's like giving one company the use of I-95 or Interstate 184. It's just a piddly little amount of money. Hoping you guys are going to discuss whether you need to offer more money, to retain some help. It seems to me that you don't have a finance director, or you can't seem to hold on to one. You can't hold on to an executive director. You can't hold on to the staff. Andrew Levine bailed. So I think a lot of that is work environment and just a poorly run organization, but I guess I'm interested whether you guys are going to try and overcome that inability to hold on to staff by offering more money. So that's the comment I have to make. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your concerns for our organization. Any other public comments at this time? Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Reminder to press star 6 to unmute your line. All right. Hearing none, we're going to move on to the financial update. And Ulysses, I'll hand it over to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Coming before you today as a committee are the financial reports that were prepared by our retired director of finance that I might say also that are consistent with previously reported financials. Also before you is the fourth quarter Office of Fiscal Analysis, or the OFA quarterly report, for recommendation to the board for its approval. Due to the retirement, however, of the financial director and pursuant to CPA policy, I engaged a temporary finance manager and have posted the announcement for a permanent director as well. The closing date for that announcement is July the 28th, and board member Tom Patton, as well as Kim Kennison of OPM, have already graciously agreed to assist in this selection process. Really thankful for that. Nevertheless, I am pleased also to introduce Faye Haynes as our temporary finance manager, who started just a week ago and has already moved the needle on the solicitation of an independent auditor. With her assistance, we have successfully started the process. And we started that process yesterday by posting the RFP to auditors who are already listed on the state's DAS list of approved contractors. She has a strong financial management and accounting background, and we are currently working on transition and financial management acclimation with the assistance of OPM. Mr. Chairman, at this time, I would like to turn this over to Faye Haynes for an overview of the reports that are currently before the committee.
Good morning, everyone. Presenting the financial statement as prepared by the retired finance director. Revenues and expenditure for the period July 2022 to June 2023. Revenue consists of DOT operating approved for salaries, $400,000. Lease rent for State Pier, NEO, $500,000, along with impact fee gateway, $79,000, pilotage commission, $94,000, etc., coming up to $1.08 million. Expenses, the bulk of which is salaries, $409,000, and fringe benefits, $320,000, totaling $761,000, and other contractual services totaling $199,000. Marketing and business development for the year was $6,600, a net of $205,000. Other administrative and general expenses totaled $102,765. Total operating expenditure of $1.07 million and total expenses of $1.152 million, which resulted in a net deficit of $69,574. Our adjusted cash balance as of June 30th was $1.543 million. draft legal expenses for the period July 2022 to June 2023 regarding and relating to core matters, $148,000, legal services for external matters, $121,000, and legal services for internal matters, $11,800, totaling $282,000. Transaction details for the core bond projects. Changes that would have occurred.
Hold on one second there, Faye. Before you go into that, does anyone have any questions before we get into the legal? Does anyone have any questions on the draft year-end fiscal operating budget? Faye walked through it, generally line by line. We ended the fiscal year with a draft deficit of $69,574. I think we always knew that this was going to be a tight year. I commend the staff for managing expenses to keep it nearly commensurate with our revenue. And now, as we know, we embark on our first fiscal year with a full annual rent. But does anyone have any questions or comments on the draft year, end of fiscal year operating budget versus actual?
David, if I would just like to support your comments and point out to everybody that our revenue decline, or our revenue at $500,000 for the NEO project, was really solely responsible for the shortfall of $69,000. And in support of your comment about staff, that we were only 78% of projected expenses. So, as you say, it's a credit to the management of CPA for doing that. And if we'd had a little bit more revenue, we would have been in fine shape. So,
any other comments? Thanks, John. Any other comments or questions on the FY23 operating budget? Okay, on to legal. Faye, before you get to the core bond accounts, on legal, I just want to put a finer point on this, since there was a public comment raising this question. So, as I think everyone heard, clearly our year-end expenditure for outside or external legal matters was $121,000, and that does include billing up to the June bill. That will probably go up a little bit more if I'm assuming that the July bill will have some fiscal 23 expenses on there. So there still may be some additional expense. But I want to make very clear that the vast majority of that, 90% plus, was related to setting up the pilot commission hearing process, for which we did not have an established process. Since we shifted that function was shifted to the CPA from DOT, where it had lived prior, and for Freedom of Information reviews, which continue to come in at a significant pace. We're doing our best to stay ahead of them. Though, they each require thousands and thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands, of documents to review. Of that 121,000, you can see from your detail line, less than 10,000 have to do with the DOJ or Attorney General subpoenas, and none of those expenses occurred after January of 3 build in February of 2023. So I just want to make sure people understand that the idea that these are active investigations where there is a robust back and forth driving our legal expenses, it's just not the case. We provided all the information requested of us in a timely manner. We've had no back and forth with the Ethics Commission in for some time, months, if not a year. We patiently wait for the resolution of those processes, but as we know, they're not going to announce the completion. You know, we found out that one of the AG's processes had been completed with no findings, you know, several months ago, but they're not going to just let us know when they're done. But as far as, you know, I guess the point that I want to make is we handed over everything that was requested of us a very long time ago, and there has not been continued back and forth. That is not what is driving our monthly legal expenses. There was some modest expenses related to that 7 months ago, but nothing since. I don't know if any board members or committee members have any questions or comments on that, but I wanted to make that clear.
Thank you for that clarity. That's wonderful. So glad that it's public.
All right. Any other questions or comments on the legal expenses? And I'll just commend staff. I know Ulysses has been very focused on this. Our year-end internal legal expenses are under $12,000. Again, that could go up slightly once the July bill comes in if there's anything related to June expenditures, although we wouldn't expect them to be significant. But that is a huge, huge change from the past. Okay.
So that's $12,000 versus $282,000 for internal matters, right?
Right. Yep. Okay, Faye, you can take it back away with the core.
Okay, thank you. Core bond project changes that would have occurred in May 2023 would have been related to the New London State Fair, estimated $83,000, which would have led to the change between May and June to $19 million total core bond project. State Fair Infrastructure Improvements. Reviewing of 1, 2, pages 1, 2, and 3. Summary. Summarized as available funding, $281 million. Total encumbered soft cost to date, $31 million. Total encumbered GMP amount to date, $249 million, and remaining available funding, $1 million. Available funding for amendment number 10, $311 million. Total encumbered soft cost to date, $35 million. Total encumbered GMP amount to date, $272.5 million. And remaining available funding, $3.5 million.
I might add right here that the $311 million includes, for this report, the $30 million that was approved by the Bond Commission. And so that's why the total available funding is at that level. And the $272.5 is the amount that is in the GMP. That was before the board at its last meeting, and it's also going to be before the board today as well. Okay.
So Ulysses, I have a question. On the $309 million, does that include the $6 million that we asked for contingency?
Yes.
That is included in that amount as well.
Yes. Okay. So as I see the math, I believe that the state share is $210 million, $210,500,000, and the private partners are $98 million. So it's a 68-32% sharing. But our cost to the state is I believe $210 million.
That is yes.
Is that basically correct?
That's basically
it's basically correct. It might be off by a million or two, but
I don't have it in front of me, but
that's the right magnitude. And just to explain the difference between the 309 that was discussed at, you know, that was in the bond commission agenda, and the 311 and change that Faye just read out, which you see here in your report. The discrepancy there is there was $1.25 million per year during construction that NEO paid us for operating. That is shown in this accounting because it flowed through the escrow account. That does not show in the state bond commission budget breakdown because it didn't go into the project. So that's the difference between those dollar amounts, and that is not included in the math as you just described it, John.
David, could I go back to a question on the core bond projects?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ulysses, we've got on Fort Trumbull, account number 20912. That shows an expenditure or a proposed expenditure of $522,000. That has been expended, and that is to look at Pier 7. Is that what I know about it?
That is to look, yes, that's GNC looking at doing the survey of Pier 7.
Okay, and that money has, and that money has been spent, and that survey is done?
The survey is underway right now.
That has
not been totally expended yet.
Yeah, we haven't gotten it yet, though.
That's right.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Okay, any other questions or comments on the capital accounts? Faye, I don't think you need to. Right after that, we have the. I would go to the balance sheet. I don't think you need to go through the detail on the state pier expenditures. Beyond that, we have a log for you all to see of the draws from escrow, but they're obviously consistent with everything that we've discussed in general, just showing the monthly payments to QIT and AECOM.
All right, I'm jumping to the balance sheet. Assets, our escrow and our checking account, is 1.4, close to 1.5 million. Webster escrow estimated around 18 million, 19 million. Other assets, DOT core fund balance 73,000, prepaid rent 442,000, prepaid expenses 39,000, and pre-funded core 461,000. Total current assets 21.6 million. Fixed assets, total 243.9. Other assets, right to use, 6.3 million. And total assets, 271.9 million. Liabilities and equities. Liabilities and equity, current liabilities estimated $11.5 million. Long-term liabilities from Core and Deep estimated $28.5 million. And equity, $231 million. Total liabilities and equity is $271.8 million.
Fair, Ulysses. I got one question about that. So the total core balance is $19 million. And these long-term liabilities are largely aligned with the core projects, but I was trying to figure out why the long-term liabilities would be higher, and it's higher because it includes the NECR lease, but there's still, I guess, I'd like to just at some point in the future spend some time on, I would think that the $28.5 million minus the $6 million for NECR would match the core balance, because that's where the funds are for all those projects.
Right.
Does that make sense? But it's a discrepancy of $2.5-3 million.
Yes.
So nothing we're going to answer right now, obviously, but just something to maybe report back on at our next meeting.
Okay. Definitely, by the next meeting.
The next report is the B107 that we submitted for the $30 million that was approved by the Bond Commission. Those funds have not been posted as of yet. We're expecting them any moment now. So that should be posted in core and then transferred to our escrow account.
But the fact that the funds haven't showed up doesn't have any impact on the contractors, right?
Not right now.
Yeah.
That is correct. Yeah. Okay. And it's a matter of hours and no more than probably this week that those funds really should be posted.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
With respect to the OFA report, this is our quarterly report that we actually submit to the board after approval by this committee. And so we're going to be asking this committee to consider recommending this report now as a quarterly report to the board for its approval this afternoon. If there are no questions, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to for the committee to entertain, if you will, a motion to accept the report as a recommendation to the board.
I've got one question, Ulysses.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me just finish reading this to make sure that my question makes sense. So I'm trying to rationalize the two starting. The two funds, okay, so the DOT core fund, we get the $400,000 from DOT. We had $761,000 in expenditures for payroll, but the year-end balance is zero because we transfer from general ops to core to offset that deficit.
That is right.
But in the first fund, if if we are currently, it's not really projecting. If we're currently, if based on invoices submitted to date, we have an estimated year-end deficit of $70,000 or whatever the number was, how does our general ops end of year balance, how is it higher than our beginning of the year balance? I would think that it would be reversed. The delta there is almost is pretty equivalent to the deficit amount, but in my mind, it's moving in the wrong direction. I would think that the year-end balance would be approximately $70,000 less than the beginning year balance to reflect the year-to-date deficit. Am I missing something there?
No, but it is. It matches, but it also is the way in which apparently this report has been constructed historically. That's the only explanation I would have for that, because you're right about the difference between the two. It matches basically what the operating budget amount reflects to date. But you would think that, yes, that it might be the lead in terms of the beginning, and that the 2023 balance would be at the bottom. But that is, from a formatting standpoint, I'd have to look into whether, in fact, this is part of the OFA reform format. Yeah. Versus the way in which we actually report it.
Okay. Yeah.
David,
are you
saying that the deficit should be more than the 69, or it should be less than the 69?
No. I think the 69 is right. I'm not questioning the fiscal year deficit. I'm questioning the impact that it has on our cash balance. I don't understand how we could go through the fiscal year with a modest deficit and then end up with more cash, right? That doesn't make sense. We should end up with
I get your point.
Less
okay.
cash.
Yeah.
And when I look, and I'm trying to comport the different dollar amounts, when I look at the last page of our budget versus actuals, it has an adjusted cash balance on 6/30 of $1.5 million.
Right,
cash account right. balance of $2 million minus the shift to core to make up for the deficit there to $1.5. So I'm just not sure where the $1.9 comes from, unless that number doesn't yet account for the shift to core that would
delayed.
Occur on the,
yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
but so then it, but then it's too much of a change from a starting balance of 1.8 to an ending of 1.5 and change, then that delta of 300 is too much. So I don't know. I'm kind of hesitant. I mean, what would be the implication of holding this for a month to resolve this issue? Or do we think that it's something to do with the way that, I don't know. Do other committee members? I mean, Tom, you follow this relatively closely. Are you agreeing with me, or am I missing something?
No, I agree.
Okay.
I think it would be better really for us to hold off for a month and make sure that
we're comfortable with the way this is aligned.
I agree with that.
Okay. All right, okay. Let's do that. And that'll give Faye a chance to kind of dig in and better understand this report, too.
That's right. Absolutely. So that concludes our report to the committee, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Faye.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other comments or questions on that before we move into old and new business? All right. Does anyone have any old business? Okay. Anyone have any new business?
Hey, David, does
yeah.
Maybe Ulysses can talk about our process to hire an auditor.
Yeah.
Yes. As I indicated, we now have issued not only the announcement, but that announcement has been posted and will end on the 28th of this month. After that, we have a panel that now consists of myself and Kim Kennison of OPM, as well as Tom Patton, and we will then proceed to narrow the field and interview in person, if you will, the top candidates. But we will also keep this committee well advised as we proceed as well.
And while we're talking about process, could we talk about the selection of our upcoming 3-year commitment with an attorney or attorney?
Yes. Now, that process has not started yet. We just started just yesterday, if you will, the process for an auditor, an independent auditor. But next up will be an RFP to issue with respect to legal services as well.
Okay. Yeah, and who's going to decide that or recommend to the full board? What group is going to look at that?
We don't have a panel yet with respect to that particular selection process, but I'm sure we will have a combination also, perhaps a member from the board and others that would be involved.
I'd like to put my hat in the ring to be part of that selection process.
Okay.
I know Ulysses had mentioned the auditors earlier in the meeting, but the other point was, and I'm not sure you covered it, Ulysses, was that Cone Resnick has done a terrific job for us over the last 6 years, but by statute they are precluded from continuing the service. We need to get a new auditing firm.
Right. As it turns out this morning, we double checked also their records with respect to Cone Resnick. It appears as though that they are eligible to be considered as part of this RFP as well.
They're no longer on the DAS schedule, or
because they did not conduct 6 consecutive years of audits.
We've only had them for 3, right?
That's right. We only had them for 3.
We had Bloom Shapiro, I think, before that, right?
That is right. That is right.
Yeah.
And so we were able to dig a little deeper into the historical records. And made a determination, final determination, that they are now eligible to be a part of the group as well.
Okay, thank you for that update.
Yes,
terrific.
That was just confirmed. Yeah. So, And they did a very good job in the past 3 years, as you indicated.
Sure, that's good news. Okay, great.
Great. Any other comments or questions? New business? All right, here none. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second, Tom.
Second by Tom. Meeting's adjourned at 10:41. Thanks, everyone. And a reminder that we've got a special meeting at noon.
At noon.
Talk to you all then.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.